poll, Senator Marsha Blackburn leads Republican gubernatorial primary in Tennessee. By Amy Furr on August 1, 2026. A poll this week showed Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, leading her state's Republican Party gubernatorial primary. Blackburn was at 42% with U.S. Representative John Rose, RTN, at 25% and State Representative Monty Fritz at 22%. The Tennessee Star reported Friday, citing the Fabrizio, Lee, and Associates survey. Early voting concludes on Saturday and the primary election is on Thursday, the article continued. The survey also found 69% of voters approve of Blackburn's performance in Congress, compared to 27% who disapprove, and 5% who either did not know their opinion or refused to provide an answer. News that more than two-thirds of likely Republican primary voters approve of Blackburn's performance in the Senate comes as an aggregate of polling data shows Congress enjoys the approval of just 13.5% of Americans. It also comes after another survey found only 32% of voters approve of Republicans in Congress. The report noted, Fabrizio, Lee, and Associates said the survey included 800 Republican primary voters in Tennessee who were polled between July 26 to 28 and estimated a margin of error of 3.5%. The firm's founder, Tony Fabrizio, was notably the chief pollster for President Donald Trump in 2024. Blackburn said in December she wanted to make Tennessee the most conservative state in the country, per Breitbart News. President Trump is sending power and authority back to the states every single day. Whether it is regulations or benefits or health care, education, energy, employment, I think this is going to be a great time to reshape how our states work, she explained during an interview on Breitbart News Daily. And it is going to be a time to reset in our state government. And so many things that we have, as conservatives said for years, Washington has no business being involved in this or that. And President Trump is sending that power back to the states, Blackburn added. This year, Blackburn introduced legislation to incentivize states to track crimes committed by illegal aliens and report them on a public website. She also promised that as her state's next governor she would work to prevent the Chinese Communist Party from buying up farmland. In addition, Blackburn reintroduced her Banned Birth Tourism Act in the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling in Trump v. Barbara, which holds that excluding the United States-born children of illegal aliens and foreign tourists from birthright American citizenship is a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Breitbart News reported in July. Click here to read more articles about Blackburn.